Boston musician Fabiola Mendez is part of a new wave of artists trying to bring the Puerto Rican cuatro, the island's national instrument, into the mainstream. The 2018 Berkeley grad's latest album showcases the traditional folk instrument in unconventional ways, but Mendez also sees the cuatro as an indispensable piece of who she is. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson has more.
Fabiola Mendez says kids used to tease her growing up for playing the Puerto Rican cuatro.
People would make fun of me and be like, that's such a lame instrument. That's an instrument for viejitos, for old people.
Now, the 23-year-old from Caguas, Puerto Rico, is taking the cuatro places it's never been. She's the first student ever to specialize in the cuatro at Berklee School of Music. Mendez hopes to introduce people everywhere to the traditional island instrument that's almost as old as Puerto Rico itself.
And then you play that properly.
The cuatro's story begins in the 16th century, first built by Taino natives, runaway slaves, and European outcasts fleeing from Spanish conquistadors into Puerto Rico's countryside. Back then, the instrument was just a piece of wood with a hole and four makeshift strings. The cuatro now has 10 strings divided into five pairs. But the way it's played has changed much more slowly than its appearance.
So for example, a lot of cuatristas in the island will say, no, you only have to play traditional music. Like, they actually don't approve of other styles put into the cuatro.
Mendez came to Berklee to explore what the cuatro could do. Her Berklee instructor, John Baboyan, taught guitar and had never heard of the cuatro before. But she says that experience helped her see the cuatro with new eyes.
Coming here and studying with him was like, okay, look at all these things that you can do. And he would be like, well, can you do that on the cuatro? And I would be like, I think so, but like, that's never been done before.
And a week later, she'd come back with it and say, yeah, I can play this on the cuatro. Look, here, I did it.
For example, what happens when you make the cuatro the lead instrument in a jazz number?
So I wanted to start improvising more, and I feel like jazz was sort of that way for me to get a different language to apply to the cuatro.
Mendez incorporates these unique rhythms into her new album called Al Otro Lado del Charco, which means the other side of the pond. The title track is an example, with its jazz-inspired harmonies and odd timing signature that uses five beats per measure rather than the classic four beats. But the song is about her personal journey as much as her musical evolution.
The lyrics sort of have the idea of living on the other side of the pond. So, you know, it was hard at first, you know, the sun wasn't the same and all these sort of metaphors. But then at the end I said, here I learned how to live and to love and to learn, because I feel like I wouldn't have grown as much if I hadn't come to this side of the pond.
Mendez wants to channel these experiences into a more modern style of cuatro play. But the cuatro isn't just a tool for innovation to her. It's a piece of home.
Even though I'm trying to innovate and to do all these new things and creative things, there's so much about the cuatro that represents who Puerto Rico is and who Puerto Ricans are and who I am.
Her pride in the cuatro reminds me of my grandfather. He loved playing his cuatro and taking my family to cuatro music festivals. Hearing the instrument made him feel like he was home in the mountains of Lares, Puerto Rico. This month marks 2 years since Grandpa died and left his cuatro to me. So I bring the cuatro to Fabiola and ask if she'll play it. When I hand her the cuatro, something unexpected happens.
What? No, this is not it. Is it? Yeah, Hogar de Cuatro Puertorriqueño in Manatí, yeah. That's where I learned how to play the cuatro. And my first cuatro is from this luthier.
Wow.
This is amazing. Wow.
In this moment, it doesn't matter how different our life experiences are. This little instrument connects us both to our Puerto Rican heritage, which my grandpa cherished to the end of his days. Mendez plays the cuatro to honor that connection, while hoping to add a few new chapters to the instrument's long, rich history. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.